Hi, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with Jesus Walk, Beginning the Journey. This is the role of the mentor. The Jesus Walk, Beginning the Journey series of lessons for new believers is designed around the relationship between the new Christian and a mentor. By mentor, I don't mean some highly formal relationship, but as the dictionary defines the term, a trusted counselor or guide, tutor, coach. It is often best if the mentor is a similar age as the new believer, or perhaps a few years older. The most important aspect is that the mentor is a healthy, growing Christian himself or herself. The best growth for a new believer is going to be in tandem with a Christian who is a bit more mature in the Lord, one who can lead the way and show the path. Here's what we're looking for in a mentor. See if this fits you. First, growing in Christ. No one expects you to be perfect, but it is important that you are growing in Christ, that when the Holy Spirit convicts you of a sin, you quickly repent and ask for forgiveness and cleansing. Second, obedient. You need to be a person who is seeking to be obedient to Christ yourself. That way, you can help model obedience. Three, quiet time. It is vital that you take time every day to spend time with the Lord, missing only an occasional day. Since this kind of quiet time will be one of the most important factors in helping your new believer grow, you will need to be able to share how this works for you. Four, active in a local congregation. You need to be an active part of a local Christian church. This both enriches your own spiritual life and it enables you to invite and involve your new Christian in the life of the church. Next, loving. As you work with new believers, you will find that there will be significant areas in their lives that are seriously out of line with a Christian lifestyle. You won't approve, I hope. That is to be expected. But if you come across as harsh and judgmental, that won't help, but rather hurt. You need to model the kind of patience, love, and forgiveness of Jesus Christ himself. Remember, it is the Holy Spirit who is responsible to change your new believer's life, not you. James instructs us in James 5:15-16, "And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective." Pray diligently and then trust God to work in your new believer's life. God is faithful. Next, accountable to your pastor. It is important that you are in regular touch with your pastor or someone your pastor appoints to oversee your ministry of mentoring and discipling your new believer. This will help you gain wisdom, avoid pitfalls, and grow in your own spiritual gifts. Next, discreet. It is vital that your new believer can trust you with the confidential matters of his or her life without feeling that you will be telling someone else. So you need to keep such matters strictly confidential. If you think, however, that there's a crisis that your new believer needs help that is beyond you, then get some help from your pastor or a person appointed to help you. Your relationship with your new believer is all about trust. Same gender. It is best, unless you are married to your new believer, that the mentor is of the same sex as the new believer. Since the mentor-new believer relationship will be a close one, you don't want the dynamics of sexual attraction getting in the way. Be wise. Next, committed. You will need to be willing to commit yourself to this ministry each week for at least 12 weeks. Don't begin this unless you are willing to do what it takes to finish. Your new Christian is depending upon you. Finally, watchful. Since you are embarking on a frontline ministry to help someone who has previously been under the enemy's influence, you will be a renewed target for temptation yourself. Be watchful and in prayer. You may be wondering, what if the new Christian asks me a question that I don't know the answer to? You may think that you don't know enough about the Bible to do this. Let me encourage you. The new believer won't expect you to know everything. Just say, I'll find out about that and then get back to you. Then ask your pastor to help you answer the question and share the answer the next week. You'll learn a lot as you take on this ministry. And you'll know the Bible better when you finish than when you began. It's okay. If you set up yourself as someone who knows everything, you'll fail. Present yourself as a fellow traveler along the same road, just one who knows the way a little better. You were a guide, but one who looks to the great shepherd yourself, just like you were teaching the new believer to do. Well, let's look at what a mentoring session might be like. There is no one right way to mentor someone. Every situation and personality is different. But the Jesus Walk Beginning the Journey series is designed to fit a weekly meeting between you and your new Christian that takes an hour or perhaps a bit longer. Here is how a typical 1 hour and 15-minute mentoring session might take place. The first 15 minutes, catching up. Spend some time talking about how things are. No rush to get into the lesson. You are building a relationship through which the love of Christ is flowing. For the next 15 minutes, watch the video. If you were not able to watch the video, either online or on a DVD, the lessons are available in audio format, MP3, as well as in written form. The lesson material is designed to be watched or read in about 15 minutes. The next 30 minutes, discuss the talking points. At the end of each lesson is a list of questions and talking points for you and your new Christian to discuss. Please print these out before the session or refer to them in the book version, available at a modest cost. Don't do all the talking yourself or answer all the questions. Rather, seek to draw out your new believer and get him or her talking. As he or she struggles to find the answer, major learning is going on. Don't short-circuit that process by prompting or giving an answer too early. Only if he or she can't seem to grasp the point should you be more direct about the answer. These talking points are designed, with the lesson itself, to stimulate Christian growth in your new believer. There are points for review, for questions about how he or she is doing applying the previous lessons, and questions to help your new Christian grasp the new lessons. The talking points are designed to help your new Christian grasp truth and then apply it in his or her daily life. For the next 5 minutes, spend time on scripture memory. Spend time with your new Christian going over the memory verse for the current lesson and reviewing past verses. It's best that you learn these verses too. Learn them using the Bible translation most often used in your church. Finally, for 10 minutes, spend time in prayer. This is a time for you to pray for your new Christian's needs. But just as important, for the new Christian to learn to pray for his or her own needs and for you. Don't be afraid of praying out loud. Christians have been praying out loud for thousands of years. Finally, 1 minute for an appointment. Set a time and place for your meeting together next week. Well, where should you meet? Anywhere is fine, so long as you will be able to talk freely. A coffee shop or restaurant, an apartment, home, or room, a park or square, an internet cafe or library. You could watch the video there, then go outside to talk. If you are watching the online video together, which is recommended, then try to find a location that has internet access. Other alternatives are to use the DVD available for purchase or to download the video onto a computer for later viewing. Or you can download and play the audio MP3 version or read the lesson together. There's lots of flexibility. What should you bring with you? A computer. If you're meeting in a place that has internet access, you can watch the video or listen to the audio on a computer at that location, or on a laptop that you might bring with you. Bring a Bible with you to each session. If your new Christian doesn't have a Bible yet, bring an extra one for him or her. Later, your new Christian may want to purchase a study Bible in a new translation. And then memory verse questions and discussion points. If you and your new Christian each have a copy of the Jesus Walk Beginning the Journey book, then bring that to each session. If not, you may want to print out the online lesson, or at the very least, the single page for that lesson for each of you found in Appendix 4, Memory Verses, Questions, and Discussion Points. Finally, bring a pen or pencil to take notes and to write down prayer requests. One component of this discipleship curriculum is scripture memory. This may be familiar to you, or perhaps you've never attempted it. In either case, I want to encourage you to be faithful to work with your new believer to memorize the verses indicated. Why don't you and he or she decide to memorize them together? I have given the memory verses in the New International Version, but feel free to substitute whatever Bible translation is most used in your congregation. If English is a second language for your new believer, consider learning the verse in his or her native language, the language of the heart. Here's what I've found best for Bible memory. Write out the verse on a 3x5 card. Well, any size will do. Second, read the verse out loud about 5 times. Do this together with your new believer. It will help you too. 3, say the verse from memory several times, only looking at the card when you can't remember a word or phrase. 4, place the card where you can see it often, on a mirror, desk, car dashboard, etc. Finally, review this memory verse and previous verses regularly. Scripture memory is work, no doubt about it, but it will pay rewards for a lifetime. The psalmist said, "I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you," Psalm 119:11. It's pretty clear that Jesus and the apostles had committed many scriptures to memory. At the end of your session each week, have your new Christian take out his or her memory cards and review the previous week's verses, plus trying to learn the new verse. Do this each week, and you will be surprised at how well you have learned scripture. This mentoring role is an extremely significant ministry. You will be an assistant to the Holy Spirit in beginning to get a new believer started in a healthy way on the journey. You will find that the relationship you will develop with your new Christian will be precious to you. Years from now, you will look back on these 12 weeks and smile from the memories. You will be carrying out your ministry faithfully and will be blessed immeasurably in the process. What a privilege you have before you to be a mentor, a friend, and a fellow traveler on this journey with Christ. Let's pray. Father, I pray for this mentor, a man, a woman, who is committing himself, herself, to the ministry of being a mentor and a friend. I pray that you would help as they work with new Christians to have a heart of empathy and caring. I pray, Lord, that you would take away the judgmentalism that sometimes we carry and just let the love flow. We're trusting you, O Lord, to change the lifestyle. We can't do it and we shouldn't do it. So we ask you to do it. Work, O Lord, through the Word and your Spirit and this relationship to bring about wonderful change. Lord, I pray for this mentor that your Spirit would give them strength, watchfulness against temptation, and a great blessing from God as they minister in this way. We give you thanks, Lord, for this privilege. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.